Stone & Company is delivered by TriStar Moving, 1025-1063. The game streaming live on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook Live. Thanks to the law offices of Amanda J. Gentry. Bonus hour. The Titans have fired John Robinson. Here's what we know. John Robinson, 7 seasons as the general manager, never had a losing season, made the playoffs 5 times. We're counting this year. They're going to make it. 3 straight division titles. Things that you never, ever, 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 ever fire a general manager for. Also, picked Isaiah Wilson, picked Caleb Farley, picked Dylan Raidens, traded for Julio Jones.
All things he did before he got a contract extension.
Traded A.J. Brown.
He did that after the contract extension.
Didn't show up to training camp 2 years in a row with a right tackle. Didn't show up with a left guard this year after cutting Roger Saffold. A lot of questionable decisions that have blown up in their face. But he was given a contract extension in January of this year, which leads to what the hell happened? And why did they pick today in order to do this? We know that AJ balled out on Sunday, and that was embarrassing. But again, a lot of people get embarrassed a lot of the time, and they don't just turn around and fire the general manager because of it. Jerry Jones doesn't do that. And so here we are. Now, Adam Schefter was on NFL Live on ESPN earlier today, and this is what Adam has heard and reported. Who knows if it's actually true, but this is what Adam Schefter said today.
He's got 4 years after this year on his contract. Now, a lot of people around the league have called up and asked all day long, wondering if there's something more to this, if something happened, and I've been told that that's not the case, that this is a simple decision of the owner wanting to go in a different direction. I think everybody remembers the A.J. Brown trade. They saw the Eagles this weekend, and A.J. Brown lit up the Tennessee Titans. But I think that the owner was not happy, entirely happy, about not being included in a lot of conversations. And I think she felt like she wanted to go in a different direction. And so they've appointed Ryan Cowden as the interim GM, and they'll wind up being in the GM market after this season.
Okay, so we have that, which leads me to this question. What do you think really happened? And we've mentioned all kinds of things that are on the table, whether it was the plane in Green Bay, whether it was a power struggle between him and Vrabel, whether it was Amy just losing her mind after that Eagles game on Sunday, whether it's John Robinson didn't consult with her before trading A.J. Brown, whatever it may be, it's all on the table. Why do you think John Robinson actually got fired? And now I am putting it to us.
Detectives.
Why did John Robinson get fired?
2 reasons why I think, and I'll tell you which one I believe more. One could be that John Robinson and Mike Vrabel had a serious power struggle. That Mike Vrabel got so fed up with John Robinson trading away good players, drafting bad players, that Mike Vrabel thought, I can't win with this team anymore because you're not giving me what it takes to win. So Mike Vrabel got so fed up with John Robinson, and over time, friction continued, and the Philadelphia game just set them over the edge, and there was a serious altercation, and Miss Amy was faced with Vrabel or Robinson, and she chose Vrabel, and it was so bad that they had to part ways right now.
So like a punch was thrown, or an FU, or...
Or maybe like an ultimatum from Vrabel, him or me, and Amy said, you. That's what I think is likely. But I more so believe, with the timing of everything, that the NFL launched an investigation into the plane coming back from Green Bay after Todd Downing's DUI, that the NFL may have found some evidence that was damning enough for the NFL to say, you need to get him out of here right away. And that's why he was fired in the middle of the season.
But so you think it was the plane?
Yes. I lean planes ever so slightly just because the timing to me feels so strange that if there was friction between Vrabel and Robinson, they could have stuck it out another month and a half to save the team. But the timing with it being in the middle of the season, even though the Titans are going to make the playoffs, I felt like there was probably a sense of urgency coming from the outside that they had to part ways with Robinson.
So you're going plain?
I'm going plain.
Okay. Ian, why do you think the Titans fired John Robinson today?
I'm going to not go with the plane theory. I do think, you know, that's the theory that makes the most sense, you know, as far as something happened outside, you know, shenanigans, as we've mentioned before. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess it has to do with Vrabel wanting more control of the roster. I guess that's my, I mean, either that, and I don't know why my first, I mentioned this, but Ryan Cowden, you know, maybe someone else in the front office, they don't want to risk losing, and they'd rather just promote them from within. It's either that, or it's a Vrabel wanting more control of the roster, probably.
But isn't that something that could wait until after the Dolphins come in here and beat the Titans?
I mean, I would guess so, unless he has an issue with what he's given on a week-to-week right now, even though I guess Vrabel's probably still in charge of who's active on the 53. So there's probably, you know, only so much they can do. You know, I'm not really sure. I don't know.
Okay, here's mine. I think she lost her cabanas in Philadelphia.
Her cabanas?
I was going to say something way worse, and then that was the word that came out.
Bananas.
That was not. That's not the way worse. I think she lost her freaking marbles on Sunday. Remember when I said that in other organizations, a game like that is something that gets a coach fired?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the Titans are that organization. That I thought the Titans, and I love Amy Adams Strunk. I do. I mean, she's been nothing but good to me in my life. She put Floyd in the Hall of Fame when she found out that he was sick, and she called him and told him, so he knew. But I believe that, I truly believe, just based on the evidence today, even though I want to believe the plane, I want to believe it's something other than just the roster, because Robinson won too many friggin' games. But I can't.
The timing.
I just think she lost her marbles. I want to believe that this is an organization that, you know, thinks about firing the GM on Tuesdays. Like, wait a minute now. What are we telling our team? What are we telling our fans as we get ready for the playoffs? And we know we're going to be in the playoffs. And I just held the Titans to a higher standard. I did. I thought the Titans were, you know, with Amy running it, were a respectable and well-run organization. And I'm not saying that I don't respect the Titans, because I do. But if you're doing the crazy stuff, then I have to look at you like I look at the Cleveland Browns or the Raiders, you know, these crazy organizations. And I don't know why, because I want to believe there's more there. I'm voting marbles. She lost her marbles after AJ dominated on Sunday.
Do you think it was Amy Adams Strunk who lost her marbles, or could it have been Mike Vrabel that lost his marbles?
I don't think that you make that move if Vrabel lost his marbles. I think you tell Vrabel to hush his mouth until the end of the season, and then you can make a change.
Unless it was both of them.
Did they both lost their marbles?
Mm-hmm.
So that, like, Amy went to Vrabel and was like, you know, what the hell? And Vrabel was like, GM stinks. And she's like, I agree, GM stinks. And then Vrabel was like, if I had the power, then...
And Amy said, well, you know what? You do have the power.
But it's
John, still, you're fired.
It's still irrational at this point in the season.
Oh, of course it is.
And that goes back to what I'm saying about well-run franchises are not in first place firing the general manager. We laughed at the Colts when they fired Frank Reich. We laughed at the Colts when they made Sam Ehlinger the quarterback. We laughed at the Colts when they fired Frank Reich and hired Jeff Saturday. And we still laugh at the Colts. And yet... who fires their general manager a month before the playoffs?
Which is why I'm giving the Titans a little bit more of the benefit of the doubt, that there has to be something forcing this move at this point.
I originally thought that today. I think I still kind of think that. When I say that I think, this does not mean that I 100% think. I mean, there's not even a 50% think that I think anything.
I think there are probably 250 different versions of this story that I could believe.
All I know is the players found out at about 11 a.m. this morning. And the news broke at like 11:15. And I don't know, but I did promise phones that we would get to them, and we will do that coming up next, right to your phone, 615-737-1025. What happened? Why? And the one thing that I absolutely, positively don't want and am expecting, Stillman and Company, bonus hour, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
Get back to John Robinson. Yeah. Something happened here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Something happened here.
This ain't
Need some inside sources. We got to call Vrabel, call somebody.
Amy Adams, like, yeah, you made good teams. We're number one team. With our coach, though,
yeah.
I think if we had a GM that was a little bit more aggressive and was able to make these bigger moves, and GM's probably like, are you guys giving me the money to do this? That's probably what he's going to say.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Privately in the conversation. Because everybody has somebody else. Okay. We've learned that in every business. There's always, you talk to the person that we think is to blame, they have their own story as well. Unless they're disowning being terrible at what they do, I assume. John Robinson has his own story in this entire mm-hmm. thing. I'm excited to maybe hear it. Probably won't, though, because that's how the NFL works, especially at the GM position. Who are they going to hire? They're going to try to get somebody aggressive? Is that what that sounded like to me?
Yeah, or just make, like, just do the Vrabel thing.
Yeah.
We've talked about how Vrabel's reached that level of head coach. Like, let's say, you know, he's not that level to be the GM, too. And
oh, no, Boston Connor on the Pat McAfee Show. No, 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 on Mike Vrabel being the head coach. Phone lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Bonus hour edition of Stillman and Company. John Robinson fired. Caroline collecting tea, hopefully. Billy has been waiting patiently and is up next. Go ahead, Billy.
Hey, guys. I appreciate taking the call. Great show tonight. And the thing I want to say is, you know, John Robinson's record's wonderful. But John Robinson carried an air of arrogance with him from the day he got here. I'm not dogging the man, but in the corporate setting, arrogance and stubbornness doesn't get you very far. And if with the, you know, with the bad draft picks and looking to the future with what we have coming and what's transpired, I too am worried to death that I'll be sitting there paying $2,500 a year looking at a 2-whatever team. Those were some very, very hard times. I'm a season ticket.
Hard times.
And,
it was depressing.
I just really think there's something else. Adam Schefter doesn't come up with just garbage. You guys are on target. There is an underlying argument that's apparently gone on for a long time, and I think it's that arrogance that gave him the see you later. Anyways,
thank
I'm off.
Call,
I appreciate
Billy.
You. God bless.
Yep. Thank you, Billy. Let me tell you something. If arrogance is getting somebody fired, it ain't Robinson who's getting fired around here.
Yeah. I mean, let's be so for real about the arrogance in this organization. And
we
the arrogance of Mike Vrabel.
Yeah. I mean, that's, I will say this.
But also, it's what makes me appreciate Mike Vrabel. And I there was a texter in the text line earlier that said.
First text today.
Oh, yeah. At 6:19. Wow. A new record. But that said, they appreciated John Robinson because he wasn't afraid to make a decision. But some of those same decisions that he wasn't afraid to make got him fired.
Hey, look, I'll tell you this right
now.
I think that that is the name of the game where there's a risk. You take the risk doesn't work out. Yeah, there are ramifications.
That's how this league works.
And Julio was a risk. I didn't believe in the Julio risk.
It was a stupid risk.
I didn't buy in it. I believed in the AJ trade. I was for it, and I supported the referendum after it happened. So I can't tell you that I would have done the same thing, though I don't know if I would have done the same thing, but I supported that decision when it came down. And Robinson took some risks. The problem is, all of the mistakes that John Robinson made, I know them. Like, when you call in and you say things like Isaiah Wilson, who, by the way, doesn't get talked about enough, in terms of the Robinson mistakes, like,
yeah.
I think people view that as like number five on the list. To me, that is like number one. The fact the incompetence.
Worse than Julio?
Oh, yeah. The fact, like, there was a chance Julio was going to be good. Wasn't a good chance.
But
there was a chance. But with Isaiah Wilson, how did you not know the guy was crazy? That's what all these meetings are for.
But, I mean, with Caleb Farley, how did you not know that he was going to be broken?
That was.
Because he came in broken.
But it's not as bad as Wilson. Like, Wilson is all psychoanalysis, which is 95% of any CEO's job is psychoanalysis mm-hmm. of high-ranking, high-level employees. Is this person a hard worker? Is this person motivated? Is this person responsible? Can we delegate this? Can we do that? That is the job. And that's why they have these meetings at the Combine where it's, you know, we ask Dez Bryant if his mom is a whore. Like, that's why they have those meetings. Is because they try to figure these things out, and they couldn't do it. They had no idea that this guy from day one was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Like, to me, that is...
I don't know.
That was a bad one. But I know all. I know about all those moves that didn't work out. I know about all of them. And all of them combined would get a GM fired if he didn't win as much as Robinson has won. That's the problem with this. Robinson wins too much. There's too much winning going on here. And you would say, well, Vrabel's responsible for the winning. Except that the winning happened before Vrabel got here. So you can't say that it's just because of Vrabel. And that's where it's like, you know, Robinson did not have, in my opinion, I did not think Robinson was the best BSer when he would do press conferences and things like that. And he tried to, you know, I don't want to say he tried to act like Belichick, because he was a lot more endearing, in my opinion, than Belichick is. But he just didn't have the smoothness of being able to talk to people and tell them something and then feel like Robinson wasn't just brushing everything off. Vrabel has an unbelievable sense of talking to people. Listen to him when he goes on like the Pat McAfee show. Vrabel can talk to those guys for 30, 40 minutes and not say a single thing that is usable on this show. And so Robinson wasn't very good at that. But as far as like the actual arrogance, what do you expect the man to say after they trade A.J. Brown? You expect him to get up there and say, yeah, A.J.'s a great player and we'll never be the same without him because he was so good.
He probably felt that.
No, he's not going to say that. He's going to say,
there's a certain ounce of him that felt that.
How is Treylon Burks supposed to feel today? With the fact that everyone's saying, oh, the AJ trade was so bad, and that game Sunday was so bad that they had to fire the general manager. And here's Treylon Burks, and he's like, I had one target. It was a 25-yard catch. I hung on to the ball and got concussed. And you all fired a man because you think that I stink?
It's not about Treylon Burks.
Is it not?
No.
If Treylon Burks was having the rookie season Randy Moss was having, would we be talking about, if he was having the rookie season Justin Jefferson had,
no, I know.
Would we be talking about John Robinson being fired today?
And that was the framework for this trade, was Vikings and Bills, was trading Stephon Diggs to the Bills and the Vikings drafting Justin Jefferson, which looks like a chef's kiss genius move for both teams.
Even though that general manager did just get fired.
Well. Maybe John Robinson wasn't safe. But to that point, you know, it looks brilliant for the Eagles. And right now for the Titans, it doesn't look stupid, I don't think. But it definitely looks like, what are you doing?
Well, I just got the GM fired, supposedly.
Supposedly. And that's making an assumption that it was because of the AJ trade. But I keep going back to timing of why now. And it's really suspect that it happened 2 days after the Eagles game. So how do you ignore that? How do you ignore the recency bias of you just got spanked by a team that's now the number one team in the league because you gave them the one key that they were missing to go from bounced in the wild card round of the playoffs to now top team in the league?
I believe that. I believe it
is. It's hard to not believe that.
To look at the standings last year and look at the standings this year and say, wait a minute. That was like a 25-point swing in the opposite direction for both teams.
It's hard to not believe that if you don't have belief in Amy Adams Strunk.
Wait a minute, say that again.
It's hard. It's easy to believe that the Eagles game was the reason why John Robinson got fired if you don't have belief in Amy Adams Strunk.
That's the hard part for me.
Yeah.
I think she's a good owner. A good owner does not react to one game
That's
and fire
such
a general
a
manager.
Rash decision.
That is what the Cleveland Browns do. Caleb is up next and has been waiting patiently on the program. What you got, Caleb?
All right. So if the reports are true and Amy didn't have any inkling that A.J. Brown was going to get traded, after A.J. Brown destroyed the Titans on Sunday, could it be that she's freaking out that Simmons now could be lost, and she wanted to get somebody else in here so that we could get a Simmons contract worked out. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, thank you, Kim. Here's where I struggle with literally every part of that call. First off, I must be deaf because I do not hear that John Robinson didn't talk to Amy Adams Strunk about the A.J. Brown trade, even from the Adam Schefter dance around about bringing up the A.J. Brown trade and then saying that there were big decisions that she did not feel apprised of. That, I did not interpret that as John Robinson didn't tell Amy Adams Strunk about the A.J. trade. I don't buy it.
Maybe there are details of the AJ trade that weren't disclosed to Amy.
That could be the case. I don't buy that John Robinson did not tell Amy Adams Strunk about the AJ trade ahead of time.
If that was the case, he probably would have gotten fired on spot.
Absolutely. Here's the other part, too, about the Simmons thing. The idea that people are worried, oh, he screwed up the AJ thing, so maybe he's going to screw up the Simmons thing. I own the Titans, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's my phone.
Okay.
Yep. Do not let Jeffrey Simmons get away. Goodbye.
Got it.
Now
message
it's
heard loud and clear.
So I don't, you don't fire somebody over the fear that Jeffrey Simmons, Aaron Rodgers walked into the Green Bay president's office and wanted the general manager fired, and Green Bay said no to Aaron Rodgers. So you're going to fire your general manager, who honestly is probably better than the Green Bay general manager? Let's see how Green Bay does without Aaron Rodgers, who the Green Bay general manager didn't draft. Like, do you think that all of a sudden the Titans are going to cave in over Jeffrey Simmons or A.J. Brown when the Green Bay Packers are not going to cave in to Aaron Rodgers?
No, and also it's a pretty simple fix with Jeffrey Simmons. What do players want?
Money.
What is Amy Adams Strunk, I'm sure, willing to give?
Money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to worry of fear about losing a player.
If the owner calls the general manager and says, give him the money, then the general manager gives them
the
money.
Then the deal is done.
Like, I don't think Andrew Berry gave Deshaun Watson $230 million fully guaranteed.
No.
That was Jimmy Haslam.
Yes.
Jason is up next. Thank you for waiting patiently. What you got, Jason?
Yeah, I think that Grable has been offered another job, and the only way Amy can keep him is she give him full power. I think he sees which direction his team's going in, and he ain't got nothing he can do about it right now because he's just the coach.
But what job do you think he got offered?
There's probably plenty of people out there to see that he's going, the direction that team's going in, knows he's wanting to win and to offer him. I don't know which job.
So why don't the Titans just offer Aaron Rodgers a contract right now or Tom Brady?
Because they probably don't have the money.
No, it's because they're under contract with another team. Thank you for the call, Jason. They're under contract with another team. So unless Mike Vrabel wants to go to college or the Arena League, if that still exists, or the XFL or whatever, he can't just go up to Amy Adams Strunk and say, yeah, I want to go to the Texans. You can't do that. That is against the rules. He is under contract. That's why he has a contract. I don't, like, 50 people have brought up the idea of Vrabel wanted out. So unless Vrabel wanted to go to the XFL or the USFL, Vrabel's not leaving.
And he also told us he's going to be here a long time.
Oh, as long as I'm the coach, which, guess what?
It's going to be a while.
He's right.
Yeah, I mean.
Since it looks like he's going to be the
one. He controls his own fate.
So do we have some tea?
No, we don't have any tea.
So we got teased some tea?
We got tea teased.
So we got tea some tea, and now the purveyor of tea is backing down off their tea?
Off their tea platform, yes.
Okay.
No tea.
We will investigate that one as well. More of your phones. 615-737-1025 is the phone number. And here's something that I haven't even thought about today until just now, in the bonus hour. Do we feel better about the Titans today? We have not even discussed this. Do we feel better now that John Robinson's fired? We'll get to that. Stelman & Company, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
Just back in February, the Titans gave long-term contract extensions to both Coach Mike Vrabel and their general manager, John Robinson. Just 10 months later, Robinson is out as GM, and Ryan Cowden, a longtime executive and scout who's been with the organization, takes over on an interim basis. My understanding is what was communicated to Robinson was that ownership was not happy about the direction of the roster that he had assembled, even though at this point, as you mentioned, the Titans are 7-5 and they've got a more than 3-game lead in the AFC South Division. Certainly, as you look through Robinson's drafts, he's had some big hits. He drafted Derrick Henry and A.J. Brown. He drafted Harold Landry. He also had some high-profile misses, including the likes of Isaiah Wilson and most recently Caleb Farley, who has struggled to be on the field. If you go back about a month or so ago, Mike Vrabel spoke in a press conference and was asked about the offense, and he said, if you haven't figured it out yet, this is how we're going to have to play. That was a sign that there was frustration about what they lacked at the wide receiver position, in particular on that offense. Of course, the trade of A.J. Brown back in April to the Eagles did net them a promising young receiver in Treylon Burks, but he too has had some injury issues and has not stayed on the field. Just 2 days after that game, and A.J. Brown having more touchdowns and receptions and receiving yards than all the Titans wide receivers combined, the guy who drafted him and traded him, John Robinson, is out in Tennessee.
There you go. That was Tom Pelissero, NFL Network. Ian, can you go back to that day after the Colts game, the second Colts game, I believe, where Robinson said that's, or Vrabel said that's the way we're going to have to win? I want to hear that quote again, because for Pelissero to drag that out of his rear end today and not even know Treylon Burks' name is stunning. Somebody set him up with that. Like, somebody told him, like, hey, you know, Vrabel decided he was done with Robinson when he said that they had to win games like that before he went on TV and started talking about it. Because there's no way that Pelissero would have remembered that quote and thought about it when we didn't think about that quote.
But I think the more obvious quote is Vrabel only a couple days ago saying we are at a crossroads.
Oh, the doom and gloom after the game?
The doom and gloom and the full-on foreshadowing of something to come.
Yeah.
I just didn't know the crossroads would involve John Robinson.
I couldn't believe that. Remember yesterday? I thought it was crazy, the idea that that's how media people talk. That's not how football people talk. Football people talk like, okay, Jacksonville this week, we better win the Jacksonville game and focus on Jacksonville. And, like, that's how football people talk. Media people talk about, are they contenders? Is the season at a crossroads? Not football. Football people talk like that.
I don't think Mike Vrabel even came up with that.
Dude, I don't know what to believe anymore.
I don't either. I'm going to be completely honest with you. My brain is in a pretzel.
I feel that way, too.
I'm going down, like, every single possible conspiracy.
Kurt's up next, 615-737-1025. What you got, Kurt?
Man, I'm glad you mentioned conspiracy theory. I'm that guy. I'm wondering, the roster has been the same for several years now. That hasn't really changed dramatically, and I'm wondering if behind the scenes this is tied back to the Todd Downing thing somehow. And that was my thought. I wanted to see what you guys thought. Obviously, as the public, we'll never actually hear the whole truth, but it's interesting to see if anybody else wonders that.
Kurt, if something came from that plane, good call. If something came from that plane, whether it was a video, whether it was testimony, and I don't mean like real testimony, but league testimony.
Uh-huh.
Whether it was him lying to Amy Adams Strunk. If Amy Adams Strunk said to John Robinson when all the Todd Downing stuff went down, you know, did you condone the idea of having liquor on the plane? And John Robinson said, absolutely not, ma'am. I would never do that. I know the rules. And then she sees a text message from John Robinson being like, who's got the Busch Light? And then all of a sudden, you know, if he lied to her, I could see her being like, enough. You lied to me. I saw the email. The league found it. You're out. You know what I mean?
Imagine losing your job over Busch Light.
If somebody, if it comes out that John Robinson got fired over that plane, whatever went down or didn't go down or lied or whatever, that if John Robinson got fired over what happened on that plane, I will be the first person to go, I knew it. Because I'm the first person that brought it up, like, at noon today.
And I had a hard time getting on board with it, thinking it was something that was just simply Amy motivated. But you bring the league into it.
League investigated.
When the league starts making it a little uncomfortable for the owner, she has no other option but to part ways.
So Tom Pelissero, in that cut we played coming back from break, Tom Pelissero said that there was a quote from Vrabel, which I think was after the second Colts game, in which Vrabel talked about how they have to win. And the fact that that was highlighted to Pelissero raises huge eyebrows with me, because I remember the quote, and it's like a good quote to return on the day after the game in a segment, but I didn't think of it anything more than that. And I think we all know, if there's anybody out there who's going to investigate every little nook and cranny of what comes out of Mike Vrabel's mouth, it's me. And so this is what Vrabel said after that Colts game that Pelissero highlighted today when talking about Robinson being fired.
Mike, on a day where offense struggled maybe a little bit, nice to get.
I don't know, it's good defense. Turnovers. Yeah, I mean, it's great. It's great to get turnovers and, for the most part, take care of the football. That's going to be the formula. If you guys haven't figured that out, that's how we're going to have to play. But, it, you know, I mean, it's a battle. It's a good defense. It's a very good defense. So we were close on some things, and we'll have to continue to look and work. And but I'm just extremely proud of these guys. I'm proud of all three phases.
There was nothing there.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be how we have to win football games. Like, you're right, John. That's how you've been winning football games.
Good defense, running the ball?
Yeah. And very narrow wins.
So where's Pelissero coming with this? Mike Vrabel said a couple of weeks ago about that's how his frustrations with the offense. I didn't hear the frustrations about the offense there.
If you would like to interpret frustrations with the offense, I guess you probably could. Of, you know what? We're just going to have to win games that way. We're going to have to win games by running the ball because we ain't got anybody else to throw to. We've got no other weapons offensively. I guess you could interpret that. But I feel like when Mike Vrabel is frustrated, you can sense it in his voice.
Oh, yeah, when he's pissed about something?
You can tell when he's pissed. I didn't sense frustration there. I sensed, can you just get me off this podium? I'm done talking to you guys.
Yeah, I mean, that was the first, like, hey, good defense right there, Teresa. Yeah. Talk about the offense. Defense. How about the defense? It's like Mills Lane back in the day with the videos they used to show on the Jumbotron. Defense, let's get it on. You know, it's like he wanted to highlight that. Steve is up next here on the program's bonus hour of Stillman & Company. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, I was just thinking about this whole conversation. I think y'all are hitting on both sides of it. I suspect that there probably is some kind of power struggle going on between Vrabel and John Robinson. Maybe Vrabel's talking about another job. Who knows? You're right. He's under contract, but he could go to college and make $12 million. I think he makes $9 million right now. But my other comment is very simple. If the whole booze on the airplane thing was brought in the hands of the NFL and they told him to fire, that's firing with causes. So he don't owe $4 million. They get to negotiate at that point, and they can pay him 1 year instead of 4 years.
So we haven't heard anything leaked from the Robinson camp, and I'm wondering if that's why they didn't fire him for cause. If that is, in fact, what happened, because it's like, hey, a lot of times it's easier to fire without cause and just pay the money. Good call, Steve. Just pay the money and let it go away.
Especially knowing that John Robinson isn't the only guilty party in that situation.
Yes. Just make it go away. Here's your money. Here's your non-disclosure agreement. Mm-hmm. See ya. Never want to talk to you again.
Enjoy New England.
I do think John Robinson is headed towards New England. You think John Robinson will get in the Titans Ring of Honor with his...
No.
He did a good job.
I don't think so.
He did a good job.
Ring of Honor? He did a good job, yeah. But Ring of Honor?
7 winning seasons?
Like, that's...
This team was the absolute crap of the NFL. Like, the crap. We laugh at all these bad teams. You were the Texans. Like, I want people to remember this, that you were, in fact, the Texans. You were as dysfunctional as the Texans. This is what happened. The owner died for the Texans. His son took over, ran it into the ground. They were up 24-0 in a playoff game in the divisional round of the playoffs, and 4 games into the next season fired their coach because they let Bill O'Brien, who's a nobody from nowhere, take over that entire organization, which is the number one reason why I don't want Vrabel to be the head football executive, which I'm scared to death he's going to be. You were the Texans at one point. What the Texans are now, you were that. And when John Robinson took the team over, you haven't had a losing season since then. Do you think the Texans would take 9-7 next season?
In a heartbeat.
That's what happened. I'm telling you, that's what happened. I do think John goes back to New England, though. 615-737-1025. One more glorious segment of your phone calls. And the one thing that we haven't gotten to yet, Caroline will summarize the text line today. How many texts do you think we've gotten today?
Probably around 250.
Okay. We will summarize your text messages today. We will do that next. Stillman & Company, 1025-1063 The Game.
What did John Robinson do? Let's take our guesses. What did he do, AJ?
I mean, there's so many possibilities. I guess it's probably just some minor disagreements that have kind of continued to happen throughout the season. I guess that's all it might be.
Okay, so you're saying pissed off Vrabel?
I don't know. He probably has disagreements with the front office as well, I would imagine. The ownership and everybody there.
So pissed off the owner?
Yeah, obviously okay. If the owner's firing you, they're not happy.
Okay, so you're saying he pissed off the owner?
Yeah. I don't know exactly what he did to piss off the owner, but yeah, that's what I'm
This going. Is your guess. My guess? Pissed off Vrabel.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Your guess?
Him and the OC were having a power hour on the back of the plane.
Okay. Might have got caught on tape.
Yeah. Good point. That's the direction I was going as well.
Tone?
Yeah, it's something unfootball related.
Okay. I mean, that's...
Tone. It has nothing to do with disagreements
what does
with
that mean?
The ownership or Vrabel or a trade he made. This guy is into some stuff, okay?
Tone.
There you go. That was the Pat McAfee Show. Again, we don't totally know what did or didn't happen. The text line today, Caroline, give me all the different theories that you can summarize from the massive amount of text that we received today.
How much time
like fan mail.
Do we have? One theory that I keep seeing is the Ohio State theory that Vrabel got high or got interest from Ohio State, and he told Amy that I got an offer, a soft offer from Ohio State, and I want more control with the Titans in order to stay with the Titans. We've got a lot of plain stuff where it was just
so. Let's start on the Ohio State thing.
Okay,
Joe Rexroad writes the article that if this was last week, if Ohio State were to fire Ryan Day, they should hire Mike Vrabel. That was Joe's speculation, right?
Yes, that's a speculation. And okay. If Amy Adams Strunk fires her general manager over opinion piece written by Joe Rexroad, she is a Nimrod. And I don't believe that Amy Adams Strunk is a Nimrod.
So we're taking that out as a possibility.
I think that's ridiculous. Ohio State's not firing their coach. They're in the playoff.
even though they probably shouldn't be, they are, in fact, in the playoff. And so the idea that they're going to fire the coach today is ridiculous. I think that that is a hot take. I am dismissing that. I think there's a better chance that they had strippers on that plane coming back from Green Bay or that they were smoking pot
on
the plane.
Are strippers illegal? Like, is that against league rules? You can't have a stripper on the plane?
Yeah, if I was the gentleman, if I was the owner and that you were putting strippers on that plane, I wouldn't be very happy.
It's probably immoral, but...
Again.
Illegal, no.
But for the owner to fire you. They can do it. They can fire
That's
you for
true.
Whatever reason.
This is the National Football League.
I don't think that happened. I'm just saying. I think there's a better chance that happened that Joe's Ohio State article is why John Robinson got fired today.
But hey, if Joe was able to get John Robinson fired, if he had that much pull from an opinion piece, then hey, hats off to you, Joe Rexroad.
What do I have to do to get Joe Rexroad to write Jared Stillman should be the next general manager in order to make that happen?
Tough sell.
What's the next theory from the text line?
A lot of theories about the plane, about alcohol on the plane, about how, you know, whatever happens on the league plane falls on John Robinson. And either Amy Adams Strunk said no more or the league said, hey, you gotta part ways with whoever was in charge.
You know
plane.
What we haven't thought about with the plane? We haven't brought this up. What if something they did on the plane, like what if there was liquor on the plane coming back from Philadelphia? And it was like,
seriously,
guys,
like, are you kidding me?
John, yeah. We literally just went through this. Seriously. You're fired.
Maybe.
I mean, again,
I don't really know if there's much cause for celebration coming back from Philadelphia.
If you have. No, but that doesn't mean that, you know,
doesn't mean there's no alcohol on the plane.
Sometimes people drink when they're sad.
Well, which is very sad. But I know I hear you.
I wonder, too, if the way I'm just going to say it like this. Plane is its own topic. Whatever happened on the plane or whatever possibly could have happened on the plane.
And we're not going to know.
Right. No. They'll pay a non-disclosure agreement and pay that full contract in order to keep everybody from knowing. What's the next line of theory?
Bad drafting, bad free agent signing.
So just bad GMing.
Just bad GMing overall.
Today? It doesn't make any sense with the playoffs being 5 weeks away. It's not like firing a coach where it's like, you know, let's bring in a new coach to get these guys motivated and get them ready to play. John Robinson's not a coach. He's the GM. So even if you don't like his general managing skills, there are no real general manager decisions to be made. Today they released Sam Okwuonu and Torrey Carter. You think John Robinson was really willing to lose his job over Torrey Carter? You think he was really going to Vrabel and the owner and saying, no, I will not release Torrey Carter today unless you fire me. And so they fired him? Of course not.
Over a below-average fullback?
Yeah, no.
Like, that did not happen.
So I don't think that could be it. The timing doesn't make any sense. They're going to be in the playoffs. And the way the playoffs work is literally anything can happen in the NFL playoffs. And the Titans are not a team that is so bad that there's no way the Titans could get hot. You know, I know teams that are bad. Like the Tim Tebow Broncos, there was no way that team was going to win a Super Bowl. But this Titans team, There's not no way they're going to win a Super Bowl. Are they great? No.
No.
But could this team get hot at the right time with that pass rush and launch themselves into contention and do what Cincinnati did last year?
Maybe.
Absolutely, they could. I mean, just 2 weeks ago, we thought this team was a legitimate contender. 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but look what's happened.
They almost beat the Bengals. I mean, they were right there.
But they didn't beat the Bengals.
I know they didn't, but they were right there. The blowout was Sunday. Any other theories?
A few theories. Kind of stemming from your Brady theory is the Rodgers theory.
That he didn't go after Rodgers, and so yes. She did to him what her father did to Mike Reinfeldt for not going after Peyton Manning.
But again, why in December?
Well, Aaron didn't want to come here.
And also, do you really want Aaron right now?
And then when it comes out that you fired him over going after Aaron Rodgers, it's bad enough right now that Treylon Burks is probably sitting at home thinking, man, they hate me. Like, I mean, now
poor
you got
thing.
Tannehill sitting there at home thinking, man, they hate me too.
Poor thing.
I feel bad for Tannehill. And this is where the owner putting out a statement, this is where it's unfair to the team. Because tomorrow, Ryan Tannehill talks to the media. And Ryan Tannehill didn't have anything to do with this. This had nothing to do with Ryan Tannehill. Kevin, quickly, thank you for calling. What you got, Kevin?
Yeah, so, okay. So this is either really explosive and it's something we don't know happened, right? Or it, like, I think the press release that you quoted earlier was like, it was really simple decision or whatever. Do you think, my question is do you think, like, J-Rob can be a little smug? Like, do you remember that situation with Charles Davis that, like, he was like a preseason game?
Yeah, where he bounced out of the booth or whatever.
Yeah, and, like, in his interviews and stuff, like, from, I don't know, like.
Who's the most smug guy in Nashville?
Emotional intelligence, they don't know, but, like.
Kevin, who's the most smug guy in Nashville?
What?
Who's the most smug guy in Nashville?
The most fun guy in Nashville?
Smug.
Oh, smug. That's a good question.
I don't know why I asked this question. It's the coach!
It's Mike Vrabel.
Thank you, Kevin. It's the coach! And so if smugness is going to get you fired, Vrabel, pack it up, babe, because you're next.
But one interesting vibe that I haven't gotten in the text line, and maybe there's been one or two texts among the hundreds, one I haven't gotten is nobody's against the firing of John Robinson.
And that's exactly what I wanted to get to right now. John Robinson was a good general manager. However you want to slice it, whether you're mad about, you know, a draft pick or the AJ trade or the Julio thing, John Robinson was a good general manager. 7 winning seasons, 3 division titles, 5 playoffs. He took you from the worst team in the NFL, the embarrassing laughingstock that you were with Zach Mettenberger as a quarterback and Will Swiatek starting on the offensive line, to what you are today, where you are a team that is respected. Even after you get embarrassed on TV, people still respect you. He did that. And I'm not going to forget that. And I'm not kicking on John Robinson today, though. I want to know what happened. That's it for us for the bonus hour of Stillman and Company. ESPN Radio is up next.